Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. You cannot heal darkness with darkness. This past week, I had an experience where I've started to think about judgment because I had someone that I love dearly who made a comment that I felt like was very judgmental. And in turn, I was triggered and I started judging this person. And at first, I wouldn't have thought that I was judging, but once I stepped back and I realized I was triggered and I started to ask myself, why am I feeling this way? Why am I so bothered by this comment? In the past, I think I would have handled this very differently. I would have just thought I was right and this other person was wrong. And what we do is we really kind of put ourselves on a high horse. And then we start to judge back, and it's silly. I was a part of a religion for a very long time, for almost 25 years of my life. And then I left that religion and I started to say how judgmental that religion was. And then I started judging the religion and the people in the religion just as much as I felt like they were judging me. And it just made me think about, we do this in our life, right? We do this where we, you know, there's something that we feel like is wrong. And then we rear up and we actually do the same thing. And we're joining the problem instead of rising above it and really shining light. Because really, the only way that any darkness, any fear, any judgment, any pain, any sadness, any violence can be truly healed and moved past is through light and love. That's the only solution. It's got to be the only solution. You know, war is a perfect example of this. I used to believe in the story I had been told in my life. We're U.S. citizens and the U.S. is so strong and magnificent and glorious, and that there are certain times that we do have to go to war and that it's reasonable. I come from a very patriotic family. My father was in the service, and I've really come to appreciate the people that serve our country. And I mean, that's my heritage. That's my father that I love and adore so much. And I'm so grateful for his patriotism. Although I feel like the narrative and the story that we have been told is very off base, including my father. My father was just a part of a chess piece that he had been told. It was something that he had to do. I mean, when my father joined the service, he didn't have a choice. He would have either had to join the service or be drafted and not have a choice where he went. So if he joined the service, he would have more of a choice. And it was part of that culture of you're brave, you're strong. It was something to really be proud of. But over time, you know, I feel like we have evolved in most people are realizing that war is not the answer, that in any country, there are families, there are children, there are people that want the same thing that you and I want. They're humans and they love their kids and they love their families and their friends. And the majority of people on planet Earth are good. Yes, there are some evil people on the planet, but to bomb another country, it's not the answer. You know, if you have violence and then you come back with violence, even bigger and badder, then where are you at in the end? It's silly. It's like, you know, I've thought about this too before, because this has probably happened with your kids. If you're a parent, then you've probably experienced this. But there have been some times with us where, you know, like our kids, we've got four kids. So over the years, we've had several different spats between the siblings, right? At whatever age, if they were hitting or whatever. But I've thought about it before where I feel like it's like, hey, if you hit your sister again, I'm going to spank you. You know what I mean? And it's like, wait a second. So wait, if he hits his sister, then I'm going to hit him. It doesn't make any sense, right? So with this experience that I had, I just realized that with judgment and with anything that you are experiencing, that it's not what you want. So if you feel like you don't want judgment in your life, or you don't want to have that coming towards you, then to react with judgment is not going to be the answer. So if you have something in your life that shows up that triggers you, then stop, take a deep breath. And, you know, maybe it's a misunderstanding, or maybe that person truly is being judgmental or mean or nasty. And how are you going to handle it? So think of somebody that you feel like is at a consciousness that you really respect. So maybe this is Buddha or Jesus or Eckhart Tolle or somebody that you really admire that is a spiritual teacher or personal growth teacher, somebody that you feel like, man, I really respect where they're at. They're a leader. I would aspire to be like that person one day. So in that instance, try to think about, what do you feel like that person would do in that instance? That's what I did this last week when I had that trigger reaction, that kind of knee-jerk reaction when somebody sent me a text that I felt like was very judgmental. It was actually towards the LGBTQ community, I'll be honest. That's what it was about. And it triggered me because I'm very passionate about this subject. I think it's really painful to see that people aren't supportive of the LGBTQ community. And I've worked with a lot of people that have been a part of this community, and I've seen what the pain that they've had to endure with their heart. And I also have people in my life that I love dearly that are part of this community. And I only have love and appreciation and respect and acceptance for that community. And I want other people to feel the same way. I believe we're going in the right direction, but, you know, there's a lot of people that don't feel the same way. And so how am I going to react to that? I'm reading a book with Eckhart Tolle right now, and I just find him very amazing and wise. And I thought, how would Eckhart handle this? And I don't think he would be upset. I don't think he would allow that to pierce his emotions. And I don't think it would even faze him. That doesn't mean that we should have tolerance for everything, but we can choose how we react, whether we react with love and being strong and standing in our power and saying, hey, that's not right. Hey, that's not cool. Or whether we go to the same space and we just get angry too. So anyways, next time you have that experience, take a deep breath. Think of that person that you really respect, that you feel like is at a high consciousness, that they've attained that high consciousness. And ask yourself, how would they react? Because most likely the answer is going to be they react with love, with light, and they stay in their power. I think that's the goal, right? So you cure pain with light and with love. If you haven't checked out my Awaken group, I invite you to come and be a part of my tribe. We are always having deep, soulful conversations and diving deep into these kinds of subjects. This month, our theme is manifesting your wildest dreams. So I will drop the link in the show notes. Come be a part of our tribe. We're also starting to have meetups, and that is really fun because we can really get to know people on a deeper level and create a like-minded tribe. So come be a part of my tribe. Much love to you all. Bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.